Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We got the backstage reaction to Vince McMahon turning up at the Performance Center. Plus, a controversial wrestling promotion is getting back up and running. For Friday, July the 2nd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
When we first met the Patriot Del Wilkes 2 weeks ago on Raw is War, we quickly learned his purpose for coming to the WWF.
The reason I'm here is to stand by my country and every man, woman, and child in it, and to defend the USA against the forces that were trying to destroy her.
An international superstar, the Patriot takes great pride in his country and has fought all over the world to uphold its honor.
The Patriot, ladies and gentlemen, coming in to Southpaw from South Carolina. Look at this capacity crowd.
About to enter the arena is the challenger from Columbia, South Carolina, weighing 270 pounds, the Patriot.
We start this morning, sadly, with the news of the passing of Del Wilkes, better known during his time in the wrestling world as The Patriot. Del Wilkes passed away yesterday from what is reported to be a heart attack at the age of 59. Del Wilkes led a distinguished wrestling career, but before that, he had a distinguished football career as an offensive lineman at the University of South Carolina. In the early 80s, he earned All-American honours in the sport, even entered the world of professional wrestling in 1988 with these honours on his back. Early on into his wrestling career, Wilkes wrestled as the Trooper, doing a police officer-style gimmick for the AWA under the watch of Vern Gagne. It was in 91, upon joining the Global Wrestling Federation, that he became the Patriot for the first time, a pro-America superhero. Under a mask, he became the organization's first ever North American champion, winning a tournament that summer. After his time in GWF, he moved to All Japan. He enjoyed two different stays with the company between 92 and 97. During that time, he teamed with Jackie Fulton, aka The Eagle, and became the All-Asia Tag Team Champion in the process. A memorable run in WCW followed a memorable run in the WWF. It was in 97 that we got to meet the Patriot on Monday Night Raw as the foil to Bret Hart and his Pro Canada Heart Foundation. The most high-profile match that we will see from the Patriot during his time in the WWF would be a title match against Bret Hart at In Your House Ground Zero in September of 97. Wilkes retired from the ring soon after this due to numerous injuries, but he continued to make the odd appearance for independent shows and wrestling conventions, and he was part of a documentary. If you want to find out more about the career of Del Wilkes, you can watch Behind the Mask. Tributes across the wrestling industry have come out to Del Wilkes from WWE and the Cauliflower Alley Club. William Regal tweeted out, "I'm saddened to hear of the passing of the Patriot Del Wilkes, a great wrestler and a favorite opponent in WCW. My deepest condolences to his family." Mark Merrow also saying, "Very sad to hear of the passing of the Patriot Del Wilkes. Nothing but fond memories of working with him. We here at Cultaholic extend our condolences and our best wishes to the family and friends of the Patriot Del Wilkes."
The Patriot beat Bret Hart! The Patriot beat Bret Hart!
Now see, that's fishy.
All in the world! The Patriot Bret Hart can't believe it!
Yesterday, news broke that Vince McMahon was paying a visit to the WWE Performance Center. And in light of all that has been going on within that company as of late, there was some concern. Numerous sources reporting that there was a real feeling of trepidation about Vince McMahon calling a meeting at the Performance Center. But we can confirm this morning that nothing bad happened. Vince McMahon, along with WWE President Nick Khan, Bruce Pritchard, and John Laurinaitis, all turned up at the PC yesterday to meet with staff and observe training at the facility. PW Insider have said for all the concern and worry among those there that McMahon visiting was the precursor to some sort of bloodletting at the facility, nothing of the sort happened. We are told it was very much a positive day, with one person who was in attendance describing it as a breath of fresh air versus the worry that some were feeling about today. Also news from the Performance Center of three new recruits has released since then. WWE announcing that they have got some signings from Asia who are going to be joining the Performance Center in the coming weeks. Those recruits being Fei Cheng Wang, Sean Tan, and Ji Yin. Wang from China is 6'2", 242 pounds. He's a good sort for the company. Trained by former Performance Center coach Hartley Jackson and Alexander Otsuka from the MMA world. Tan is from Singapore. You may have seen him actually online as Trexus. That was his in-ring name for Singapore Pro Wrestling. He's a former Southeast Asia champion there. If you want to see what he's about on YouTube right now, there's the full match of Trexus versus Aiden Rex from SPW last year. It's a really great introduction to see what Tan can do. Yin is a Chinese athlete who, whilst doesn't have the wrestling experience, has a massive amount of skill in sports endeavors. She brings CrossFit to the Performance Center. She's a champion indoor rower, placed second in the CrossFit China Open, and competed in the Asia CrossFit Championship. Not uncommon for WWE to bring in people who, whilst they don't have the pro wrestling acumen, certainly have some skills within the sporting world that lend themselves to the rigors of professional wrestling. So three new signings joining the Performance Center. However, as great as all this news has been, there were some cuts yesterday behind the scenes. PWInsider.com being told there were a few employees let go today from WWE HQ. Some were from the marketing department, we understand, and it just continues what we understand is going to be a series of fairly regular changes and restructures to WWE's operation. We have an update on Mercedes Martinez. It was on Tuesday night on NXT that she took a kick to the head that seemingly knocked her out cold. She was taken to a nearby hospital to get checked out. Dave Meltzer updates us on Wrestling Observer Radio, saying she's out of the hospital and she did have a concussion. A concussion could mean she's fine to wrestle next week, or she might not be ready to wrestle for 6 months. You never know, and you don't know the day after. So for now, she's fine, but how quick she's going to heal, it depends, because concussions are unpredictable. WWE's policy on concussions now is much, much more stringent than it used to be. For many, such as Samoa Joe and Daniel Bryan, it's actually kept them out of the ring for long periods of time. So here's hoping that Mercedes Martinez heals well and heals soon. Looking ahead to the NXT Breakout Tournament, two tournament qualifiers are taking place on 205 Live tonight. Guru Raj, who we saw at the Superstar Spectacle that was celebrating Indian wrestling talent, he lost to Finn Balor on that night. He's in action against Andre Chase, formerly Harlem Bravado of Evolve. We've seen Evolve merged in with WWE, and we're starting to see some of those talents from Evolve turn up at NXT and on 205 Live, and this is another example of that. Same story with Joe Gacy, another former Evolve star. This is making his debut for the company, taking on Desmond Troy, formerly Denzel Dejanet, who we saw quite a bit over the pandemic era of Monday Night Raw. We saw him in a couple of matches where he got his ass handed to him, to be honest with you. He was very much an enhancement talent there. Turned up a few times on NXT and main event as well, and it could be an opportunity for him to, well, quite literally, break out. WWE have confirmed they are returning to their spiritual home of Madison Square Garden. New York City will host Friday Night SmackDown on September the 10th. Tickets go on sale Friday, July the 9th at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster. All the usual names are announced. Sasha Banks is amongst those names as well. So providing that she doesn't make a return relatively soon, she'll be making a return then. That Conan segment on AEW Dynamite was discussed on Conan's podcast. He says on Keeping It 100, if I would have outsmarted Tully Blanchard in their segment and ended it, that would have ended my tenure. Me doing this means I come back again. I just wanted to contribute. He is, of course, talking about the showdown he had with Tully Blanchard and the beating that he took following it and the pile driver he took at the end of it. Conan goes on to say, in San Diego, they have a stupid curfew where you have to leave by 11:30. I've never seen that curfew applied, but they made us get off the plane. I was embarrassed because I had to text Tony and say, sorry, I know you announced me and I'm supposed to be there live, but I'm not going to make it. The flight was late coming in and it took forever for them to switch the shifts. Tony got back to me, found me a flight. I flew there. I drove from Orlando to Jacksonville. I got there 45 minutes before the segment, not knowing anything, and I was going to what I was going to say or do. And they were like, you have 4 minutes and 30 seconds and you're taking this pile driver. I forgot what it looked like until I felt it. I thought it came off good. Could have been better, but I was happy. But Tony Khan was desperate, adamant that Conan was going to be a part of Dynamite on Wednesday. And it led to a really cool segment between the two. Dynamite ratings came in just a few hours ago, and they are under 900,000. It seems that the constant shifting from Fridays and Saturdays has really affected that number. So they need to really graft in this Wednesday spot to get that consistency back up in that number and hopefully push them back towards 950 to 1 million. Bea Priestley has officially joined NXT UK. We've seen her hand holding a contract and a pen, but now we've seen her face as of last night's episode of the show. She confirmed in a new video package that she has joined, quote, the greatest women's division in wrestling in NXT UK. Bea Priestley will now go under the name Blair Davenport, and a debut is imminent. Staying with NXT UK, we had another wrestling wedding this week. Kaylee Ray got married to longtime partner Stevie Boy Xavier, who we've seen popping up on the rebooted ICW, a mainstay of the Scottish wrestling scene. Massive congratulations to Stevie Boy Xavier and Kaylee Ray. Mick Foley looks like he is on board for refereeing a wrestling dream match. So yesterday at Cultaholic.com, we reported that Onita wants to face Jon Moxley in a death match. He's up for making this happen. Mick Foley this morning has quote retweeted the article from Cultaholic.com. Thanks, Mick. And said, quote, if an Onita versus Moxley match were to happen, I'd like to be the referee. I always felt the American Onita label given to me by the Japanese press and fans was a huge honor. Foley could be reffing the dream match between Moxley and Onita. This is now the second time that Cultaholic has affected wrestling booking. All the way back to that time, remember when Sam Driver booked Roman Reigns versus Goldberg? Yeah, that happened. You had to be there for it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Supreme going for a powerbomb on the thumbtacks.
Concerned, Lizzie Borden getting in the face of Patrick Arnell. Whoa, what is she doing?
What a smart move.
That all you've got?
Pogo's still on his feet, and the Sandman's gone for Zerk.
I got one word for you.
Some highlights from XPW, Extreme Pro Wrestling, that ran from 1999 to 2003 and continued the work of ECW. After starting as a rival, it kind of became a tribute to the company until they eventually dissolved in 2003. There are plans coming very soon for an episode of Dark Side of the Ring all about XPW, the business run by porn-based entrepreneur Rob Black and his partner Lizzie Borden. And to coincide with the return, with this Dark Side of the Ring special, Rob Black has announced that XPW is being rebooted. There will be a tournament to crown a brand new XPW champion on November the 7th, 2021. There's already been a little issue with the reboot of XPW, as a trailer went out just a few hours ago, really, that had as a soundtrack the theme music of Marty Scurll. And Marty Scurll isn't connected with the promotion at all. And consequently, they led to some conversations about whether Marty Scurll will be making a wrestling comeback through XPW. Upon realizing the error, Rob Black took the trailer down, and by now there is a new trailer that features different music. So we're off to a flying start with the reboot of XPW. I had a conversation with an XPW alumni recently. Luke Hawks was on Desert Island Graps, and he talked about being trained by Vic Grimes and how it led to his debut in XPW as Altar Boy Luke.
I think it was the night before an XPW show. There wasn't a lot of time span. They actually called Vic first because I was his student. So they said, hey, we got something for your student. Tomorrow at the next show, we want to put him in this tag team and give him this religious character with this other guy who's been hanging around here and make this tag team out of him and call him the Altar Boys. What do you think he would do it? And Vic said, of course he would. Vic told me, and then he said, hey, they're going to call you. So Ryan Katz called me. I think Kevin Kleinrock called me as well. They pitched the idea to me. I just said, okay, because what was I going to say, right? I was a nobody. I was looking for bookings, and XPW was like the third biggest company in America at the time, and they were huge. So I was going to do pretty much whatever they wanted me to do, but I was not a religious guy, and I'm not an atheist or anything, but I grew up in a boys' home. I got adopted late. That's a whole different story. If you know my background, I didn't have a lot of really solid fundamentals growing up. So religion definitely wasn't something that was pushed on me from an early age. So I really had no clue about religion other than, you know, the sign of the cross and saying a prayer. I never read the Bible. So it was a little difficult for me to relate to. So I just tried to do, like, if you see when I first came out, I would do the sign of the cross on everybody. And then I would touch people and make them fall down.
The preachers on the TV, the evangelical guys are like, the power of Jesus cures you of all your diseases, like those people.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that kind of took off and people were doing it. So I ran with that. That was the only trick I had in my bag. And I really wanted to get away from that character because it was hard for me to relate to.
Mm. And did you feel like there was a glass ceiling with that character as well? There's only so far you can take a gimmick like that.
100%. So, because you got, for me, you got to go one way or the other. You got to go really hard religion with just Bible quotes, not doing anything wrong. Or you go to the other side, which I think it's more popular for, is the sex and the altar boys being molested and you know, by the preacher. And that's something that's, let's be honest, it's not hidden in the Catholic Church, right? Like it's been going on for how many years, and there's been so many lawsuits and so many national outcries, and especially with social media nowadays, you see the stuff that's posted out publicly. So I think it was really one side or the other with that character. And I wasn't for either one of them, so I want to get away from it.
You can hear my conversation with Luke Hawks on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. Also, this weekend on the podcast feed, it's a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review. Matthew, Greg, and myself are watching every episode of SmackDown from the very beginning, and we are deep into the year 2000. We're on the road to Survivor Series 2000. Rikishi and Stone Cold Steve Austin are at each other's throats. Kurt Angle is the WWF champion. It's a really cool time to be a wrestling fan, and we get deep into this week's SmackDown on the podcast feed tomorrow. On Sunday, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I'm in conversation with wrestling YouTuber, video game historian Kim Justice, talking about Kim's love for classic retro gaming. The Spectrum gets a lot of shout outs in this one as well. And how Kim Justice almost became a teacher as well. It was a really wonderful conversation that Kim and I had, and you can hear it this Sunday on the podcast feed. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel across the weekend, of course, it is the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. The lads back together, Matthew, Jack, and Ross, talking about this bloody week in the wrestling and taking your questions from the mailbag as well. Check out our YouTube channel also for 10 giants who failed in WWE. As much as Vince McMahon likes big sweaty men, sometimes he doesn't quite know how to book them. And we have details on that on the YouTube channel right now. Check out cultaholic.com to test your knowledge on the 50 greatest matches in the history of WWE Raw. See how well you know it. Plus, we take a look, I say we, it's our writer Jack Atkins, at who could possibly end the AEW world title reign of Kenny Omega. It's another edition of Fantasy Logical Dubious Wildcard, and you can check that out at cultaholic.com. And you are running out of time to get your hands on some Cultaholic Wrestling buddies. You can do so by going to cultaholicshop.com right now. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye. The Cultaholic Wrestling News Podcast is brought to you by WrestleCrate. Sign up now, and with your first crate, get a free signed photo of our very own Ross Tweddle.
That's right, Gary. Adding a photo of Ross-alicious to your home-alicious may increase the resale value of your property by up to 0.6%-alicious.
Use the code word CULTAHOLIC when you sign up at WrestleCrate.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.